come in. Where your hoes at? Where your backbone, nigga? Where your code at? Where your down since day one, real bros at? Where them stories that you telling on fold at? Where your heart, nigga? Where your soul at? We got old school ways we expose at. Ain't no guarantee.
Hey, you guys, how you all doing? I love that song. I love that song. Perfect 10, Nipsey Hussle, you know, like I love it. But today is a good day. I mean, all my days are good, but today is a good day because I have been doing podcasts, my own podcast, Teen Spotlight, for 5 months, okay? This is my baby. I know I have been neglecting it sometimes and neglecting you all sometimes, but this is my baby. And this is 5 months. I mean, everybody have a little 5 month little video for their boyfriend and their girlfriend. Why can I do a little episode for my baby, my podcast, Teen Spotlight? So basically, I'm giving you all tips on what I have done to start my podcast. How did I feel? Like, what did I think about doing it? Why did I think about doing it? I mean, and just like, you know, talk about all the episodes that I have put on my podcast and how I just felt like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do the podcast, okay? I'm going to do the episode. I want to talk about it because somebody is listening. And like how, like, you know, how this overall is like really helping me as a person, helping me as a leader. It's just, you know, feeling good about my podcast. So yes, it have been 5 months since I did my podcast. And I started my podcast, my intro, I was like, hey, you guys, this is Ruby Gay. This is Teen Spotlight. You know, I'm getting all the vibe, telling you all, we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about that, we're going to edit this, you know. And I started April 23rd, okay? And I started April 23rd, and 26 people played that episode. 20 people played my intro. And I was so happy then. It's my sneak peek about like my reasons on being a virgin, 20 to 21, and all of, you know, everybody else was like listening. It was just so good. And I had downfalls went only like 3-6 people, 12, 4, 11, 2, 5, 3, 4, you know, like a lot of people, is it goes down and up and can sometimes get discouraging, but it comes with these numbers is because I have not been consistently. But if you all are consistent, you can still get the 26, 20, 21, everything. But I'm going to show you, let you all know how did I did my podcast and what you should learn about it, and you know what I'm going to do in the future and how it's going to be more better and how it's going to be more entertaining with my podcast, because I will be starting season 2 of my podcast. I have done 18 of my podcast, so I thought like, hey, 18, lead it 18, because I, in April, 5 months, whatever, I was 18, so that's a goal, like 18 number, you know. So I just want to do that. I don't know why, but I just want to do it. So yeah, I'm going to talk about like how did I start it. So how did I start this episode, and how did I start it to go into Anchor website, period. So one of my subscribers, I always talk about her on all my episodes, which is Anaya Ivy. I love her. So I hope like one day in my dream that me and her collab on our podcast and I see her and I talk to her. I just hope we do. So if you all love me so much, let her know. See her messages on her podcast, which is on Anchor as well. I recommend you all to listen to her as well. But you know, let her know that I have a podcast. Tell her, take a look and let her listen to mine. I really like her. I really love her. I love her vibe. She a Cancer, my Cancer queens. I'm a Cancer, and I just love supporting her. And I love how she talks, about some real shit, like, you know. But yeah, so basically, I got the idea from her. She was like, you know, talking about it, and I love how like she was like herself, and she was getting you know, ideas and support to women and women and men that are her same age. Like she's 25, so that range, or that range, or maybe, you know, us, you know, teenagers, but like not too much, but it was mainly her age. So I thought about like, hey, let me have a podcast to talk about and only talk about teenagers' issues. And I talk about to my grandmother, talk about to my mom. I was like, oh, let me talk about some issues about teenagers, about like how is it okay to be a virgin, how to wait, how to be patient, how to know that your worth matters. You know how, you know, it feels when you have bad time trusting people, and how, you know, prom is coming up. Your worth equals respect. Friday flaws, protect your space, your peace, and life update, and let's change. And I am ready for you. Am I ready for a relationship or a label, and boss up, be better. You know, all those things that I have listened to are my episodes that I have came up with, and also got, you know, one idea was advice on going into high school, and another one was data equals patience. They came from my subscribers. So all the ones that I have listed was coming in my idea, and other two was from my subscribers. And it felt so good that like two of my subscribers wanted me to talk about that issue, because we are teenagers. We deal with those issues. And sometimes when I started high school, I was looking on YouTube like, okay, which one can help me be ready for high school? And I'm like, you know, if I was searching for YouTube to find it, why can't you all can sit down and listen so you all can be ready? And like, it was just so, you know, I just felt like teenagers, us, we don't have enough support. You know, we have it, but not as a point that we can sit down and talk to our mama about some issues that I'm talking about on my podcast, you know. And I feel like I could be the next Maya Angelou or Angela Davis or my baby, my husband, Tupac. Like, I feel like I can be those people that used to help them in the old days, and like I can help me, you know, Ruby K, I can help you all. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, it would be good to do it. So I just like, hey, let me do it. And I was like, okay, what name? And I was like, okay, you know, it's about teenagers. It's about us. So how about I say Spotlight? And I was like, you know what? Teen Spotlight. So I was like, hey, click on it. Teen Spotlight. It's all about us. No other person. It's other people that I'm going to future on, and it's in this future. I'm going to do a lot of stuff. And like, it was just Spotlight. It's our Spotlight. You can go home, go in your room, or you can listen in the car when if you're on a road trip, or you want to school, whatever. You want to listen to me. You want to hear me acting a fool on here. I was like, okay, Teen Spotlight. And another thing about my podcast, I was nervous a little bit. I didn't know who was going to listen. I didn't know who was going to like it. But I didn't care who liked it, but I didn't know. I wasn't sure if somebody was going to listen. And another thing that I also learned is that you have to be very consistent when it comes to podcasting. And if you all want to go, you know, Sorry You All podcast, go to Anchor. And it gives you steps. It gives you steps like, okay, when get your title of what your podcast is going to be. Have your little picture up here. You know, you can write. You can have any mix of episodes. Be creative with your background, like I'm trying to do, and all that. Like, Anchor is really good. And also, you get paid on your episodes, you all. You can get paid on your episodes. So, like, Anchor is very, and it's free, so it's what's up. But, you know, go back to what I'm talking about. You have to be consistently when it comes to your episode and podcast, because, you know, I wasn't, like, I had days when I need to be by myself. I had days I wasn't feeling good. I didn't talk. I didn't have any motivation. I had any ideas, you know, because, you know, you got to think about, like, okay, I'm a teenager and I'm 19. I just turned 19, July 15, and you know, cancer season is almost over. Look, I'm all over the place, but sometimes it's like me. I have an old soul, so I be thinking about some stuff. My friends be like, "Girl, what are you talking about?" You know, but you know, you have to come with ideas, creativity, how you're going to talk, make sure your voice is not like tiring or the same type of thing. You know, you want to make sure, so you got to be consistently. And me, I was tired. I was, sometimes I was just like wanting to go to bed, you know, especially when coming to school and doing sibling stuff, being the oldest of your brothers and sisters. So it get tiring. So I didn't want to do it at certain times. But I was like, I'm not showing love to my people. Like, you know, this the reason why people in Indianapolis, Michigan, and, you know, United States and Los Angeles, a lot of people who are like listening around worldwide, you know, it's because I'm impacting them. And one girl, I was like, in school, and one girl was like, you know what? Shout out to Imani. That's my girl. She was telling me, like, you know, my little cousin isn't feeling good about herself. So she was like, you know what? Your episode, Worth Equals Respect, really helped her. And I was like, oh my God, you for real? She was like, yes, it really helped her. And like, she like, once you told her to like get her notebook and start writing, she did it. And like, you know, and I was just so like, it was a smile on my face, because it's like, my podcast is really helping. If I have like only 20, 12, 5 people listen to my podcast, I don't care, because in the day, it's about what you're speaking out to people. You know, don't think about, oh, it's money. Anchor gives you money, or you got to have 80, 90 views. I mean, audience. You don't have to have that. As long as you have people who consistently support you day ones, if you have 5, 12, 20 people listen to it, you can do it, you know. And like when she told me that, I was just smiling. I was happy the rest of the day, because it really helped me, you know, be more consistently when it comes to my episode. Another thing about my episode, all this episode is very personal to me. It takes a lot out of me to talk about, you know, these things, because I want to be real with you all. I want to talk about some stuff. And when I talk about Friday flaws, I was talking about how I don't trust people when I deal with things. And I was just feeling bad, and you know, that I don't know how to trust people. And now my relationship kind of helped broke that within me. And how I was like, you know, talking about, you know, being a virgin. I'm a virgin. Is, you know, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to be afraid or keep it to myself, because when I tell people I'm a virgin, I'm happy to say it. And I'm like, I'm gonna say it to people who listening, because there's a lot of people out here are virgin, are waiting just like me for marriage or a good relationship. So I was like, hey, let me talk about that. So each of these episodes are dedicated to me being personal, and also people that I have seen that went through this thing, went through issues, and come to me and say, hey, I need to talk Ruby K, you know? So, like, make sure if you are thinking about doing a podcast, make sure you are, like, really thinking about who your audience is. What are you really saying? Make sure it's real. Make sure it is not, you're not pretending, because you don't want to pretend on your podcast because of views and money. You don't want that. So, be mindful or how you come, you know, you can be yourself. Be mindful if you're going to, you know, be real. You don't want to be up here and be fake. And, yeah, so episode 2, this has been 5 months. So this is episode 1. I was just doing an anniversary to my, you know, episodes and my podcast Team Spotlight. I also was thinking, like, should I change up my name? Should I just call it Spotlight? I don't know. Let me know if you all want me to change it, if you all want me to like have like a group name for us. You can send me a message, like a group name, like, hey, I can call you all like Angels or whatever, or K Angels, whatever you want me to call you all, I can do it. If you just love me to, if you like, you love me calling you all Kings and Queens, I can keep it. If you all want me to change up the name, call it just Spotlight, you can send me a message on Anchor right after you favor this podcast. You can, right next to, you can send me a message, and you can also DM me on my IG. Another thing I want to do my season 2 of my podcast is basically like how music record. If you all want me to do music and whatever music that you all like, I could play it to get ready, to get the vibe ready for the episode. I can do that. Another thing I want to do is like change up my style. I have a microphone now, so I want to change up my style, change up how I do things. I want to shout you out because you are our kings and queens. I want to shout you out if you want me to say today your birthday, or this person going to this type of school, or this person got honor roll. Like, if you want me to shout y'all out, I could do it, because I love seeing especially my teenagers, especially us. I'm a teenager as well. And also my minorities, my African-American young men, young ladies. I love showing us like we are good people, and I love showing us teenagers are good people as well. So if you all want me to shout y'all out, if you all want me to listen to you all advice on what I can do to do better, or advice on you know, our family, Ruby K, Teen Spotlight family, if you all want me to, you know, get some ideas from you all and then share to the world, you know, my episode, my podcast. And another thing is that I want to do, like I said, I have music, fix up my little, you know, volume and little, you know, funk or what I'm going to do. Shout you all out. If you all give me, please, I would love to, you all give me ideas. Like, I be like stuck sometimes. Like, I got a mind of my own sometimes, but I be a little stuck. So like, yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to give myself a little anniversary. I just want to thank you all for listening. And I'm just so thankful for you all. And this is like really like my therapy. Like, I talk about these things on here. Like I said, it's real personal, real for me. And I'm so thankful that a lot of people, like I said, are really intrigued and really love my podcast. If you, like I said before, if you all want to do the things I said, don't hesitate and send me these ideas. Hope you all having a blessed, beautiful day, kings and queens. Stay happy, stay blessed, stay peaceful. Do not be drama. And I hope you all having a good day in school. Let me know if you all started school. And I hope you all have a nice day. So see you all later. And I'm going to play Nipsey and you enjoy your day.
Nigga had to go left, must have popped 28 times cause it's four left. If it's about mine, ain't a nigga that I won't check. Run through your hardest homeboy, you could go next. 85 cut dog, hustle at the Rolex. Chain on my white tee, now you see the progress. Stacked every chip on my cell, time to collect. Dog money in, just imagine what I gross back. Fuck where your hoes at, where your rolls at. Where your backbone, nigga, where your cold at. Where your down since day one, real bros at. Where them stories that you telling on fold at. Where your heart, nigga. Real soul at. We got old school ways we expose at. Ain't no guarantees, but you.
Hey, kings and queens, this is your girl, Ruby K. Please subscribe and tell everyone about this amazing podcast called Teen Spotlight. If you all have any ideas or you want to discuss more about the episode you just heard, you can send me a message on Anchor. Yes, you can send me a message on Anchor. And also, you can send me a DM on my IG, which is Miss Lightskin Beauty. You can contact me on there. You can also, like I said before, you can send me on episode on Anchor. We can communicate on there. You know, don't hesitate to send me anything. It would be amazing and a good way to branch out more ideas. I am so excited to hear you all thoughts, and I thank you all for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you are learning from this episode. And if you have anything to say about the episode or want to learn more about the episode or want me to talk about more about what I just talked about on certain things, you can also, like I said before, you can send me a message on Anchor, and also you can contact me on my IG, which is Miss Lightskin_beauty. Bye.